What about a bug scraper?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. How would they use that harrow?
Well, I think it was to break up clods, I believe.
Okay. Whereas a plow was just used to...
Yeah, the plow would bring up the clods, and I think the harrow would probably be...
Okay. How about, have you heard of Gee Whiz use that for something like that?
I haven't.
Nobody has. What about tools that a rancher, you would expect a rancher to have in this area? What kind of tools would they need to operate?
Well, as a kid, it seemed like we needed about every tool there was, in that you didn't take anything that needed repairing. You did yourself. You did your own welding, and so you had all kinds of tools.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, if a cowboy were to go out and do his work for the day, or a ranch hand or what have you, what kind of things would he need to take out?
Well, it would depend on what he went to do. If he went to fix fence, he'd take his post hole digger.
Okay.
And a bunch of staples, a bunch of barbed wire.
Staples.
And some type of a tightener to tighten up this fence.
Okay. You mentioned that you had a bunkhouse. Did you have people that worked for you?
Just on occasion, you know, once in a while during harvest or something like that, you would have someone extra to help.
Okay.
With. It wasn't really used as a bunkhouse all that much. It was just an emergency type building where you could, you know, sleep somebody if you needed to.
Okay. What about, was there sheep much in this area?
Not a whole lot. There's some.
Okay.
Or there were some. On ranches north of town.
Okay.
But it wasn't not a big thing.
Okay. Do you know what they would use to take the wool off of sheep?
Shears.
Okay. Do you know if there was any animosity between cattle people and sheep people?
Well, not in this area that I'm aware of. I know there was a lot of it in different places, but I'm not familiar with that here.
Okay.
I don't think it was a problem here. But okay.
Have you ever heard of a Fresno?
Yes, but I don't really know what it is.
Okay.
I think it levels dirt.
Okay.
Or maybe even moves dirt. I'm not real sure.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that you might use those for roads, maybe scraping the road or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's see. You mentioned corrals. Were there any other kinds of things that you would use to keep animals in, like pigs or anything like that?
Mm.
Or chickens?
Well, I can't think of any name. Of course, the chickens ran loose, so that was not a problem. But the pigs were contained. But I can't think what you would call other than a pen.
Okay.
A pig pen.
Okay. And what would they eat out of, like a container? Okay. And if there were more than one of those, what would it be called? Trough.
Gosh, I don't know.
I'm just wondering if you said trough plural, how you'd say it.
Troughs?
Okay. Yeah. And did you ever have a thing that when water came off the roof, it would collect in it?
Rain barrel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you used?
I still got a rain barrel.
Oh, really? Did in a smaller barrel like that, people get nails in them and stuff, what would that be called?
Pig.
Okay. Did you ever have to feed the pigs? Like something like scraps from the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always did.
What did you call the thing you kept that stuff in?